Well, a pleasant evening to each of you in YouTube land. We're delighted you tuned in tonight and that we can study the Word of God together. We're thankful for this medium and technology that we can study together. We're recognized many are confined to your home, but we long for the day that the virus is eradicated and we can meet again at full capacity here at O'Neill. We're mindful of those who are sick and those who are grieving. You're in our thoughts and in our prayers. If you have any spiritual needs, we want you to know we're here. Just contact us and we'll be glad to assist you in any way that we can. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the Philippian letter and the first chapter. I want to read with you beginning at verse 18 and we'll read down through verse 20. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and at the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me is to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Well, we went ahead and read through verse 21. But I would that at this time that you would look in verse 20 at a statement made by the Apostle Paul when he penned this letter to the church at Philippi and look at the word magnify. And if you would, underscore that word. Now, here the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Philippi and he's warning them about some who were preaching Christ but were doing so with the wrong motive. He said many were preaching out of envy or for other reason. But one thing Paul said in verse 18, as long as Christ is preached, he will rejoice. Then if you take your Bible, take note Paul was pleased when Christ was preached and when he could preach Christ. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16, a verse we ought not ever forget, that he was not ashamed to proclaim or to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that is the power of God unto salvation to both the Jew and to the Greek. He says to all people that the good news, the gospel, is that which can save and will save when obeyed. So here is Paul magnifying Christ. But I want you to think about one thing before we get into the depth of our study. Have you ever thought about Paul's past? That's the first thing I want you to think about. That here was a man who, before he became a Christian, did many things contrary to the name of Christ. Paul was a zealous Jew, and he thought that those who followed Jesus were of a particular religious sect that needed to be stopped. In fact, in Acts 26 and verse 9, Paul said he did many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And when you look in your Bible in the book of Acts in the 7th chapter, you remember it was Paul whose name Saul in Hebrew was there consenting to the death of Stephen and even held the coats of those who put Stephen to death. Then when you take your Bible, you'll find that he often would vote and cast his vote to have Christians put to death. But when Paul came to see that Jesus was the Christ, Paul decided he needed to magnify Christ, and in doing so, he found great delight. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, you'll remember when Paul was writing, that Paul made the statement, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses. Why? For Christ's sake. He was a man who said, as long as I'm doing it for Christ, whatever they do to me, I'll take pleasure in because it's to his glory and magnifying his name. So now, let us stop for just a moment and look at the definition of magnify. I'm sure we all know what it means, but it means to have the power of causing an object to appear larger than it really is. So you take someone who might work on watches or jewelry, and they're working with the small part. What do? They'll take a magnifying glass to make that little part look larger so they can work on it. Or many times someone, when they're reading small print, will take a magnifying glass so they can see it better. But Paul, his desire was to magnify Christ by his life and death. He wanted Christ to be seen by all people. He wanted Christ to be magnified, enlarged, so that others could see Christ. But you know, my friend, Paul did a lot of things to magnify Christ. Just exactly how did Paul seek to magnify Christ? Well, first of all, he obeyed Christ. Do you recognize that is the first step in magnifying, is to love him and obey him? Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And you know what the Apostle Paul did when he was on the road to Damascus? He remembered that Jesus appeared to him and Jesus said, Saul, why do you persecute him? And you remember that he asked a question. He asked him, who art thou, Lord? And Jesus said, I am Jesus whom thou art persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the goad. And it was then in Acts 9 and about verse 6 that you remember that Saul said, what will you have me to do? And you remember that Jesus said, go into the city and it'll be told you what to do. If Paul had not done what the Lord told him to do, he would not have magnified Christ. And when Paul later recounts his conversion in Acts 22:16, you remember he told that Ananias had told him to arise and be baptized, washing away his sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Now, I'll tell you, my friend, he magnified the Lord when he obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tonight, if someone were to come forward and to be baptized by their faith in Jesus Christ, that magnifies him. That glorifies him. But secondly, he magnified Christ by preaching and proclaiming the truth, by preaching the gospel. When you read your Bible, you'll find this man went about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. In your Bible, in the book of Acts and the 9th chapter, right after he had been baptized, what do we find that man doing in verse 20? In verse 20, immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. And when he did so, they sought to kill him. But notice that this man wanted others to know that Jesus is the Christ, and he magnified. And he spent the rest of his life doing so. If you take your Bible, you can go back to the Roman letter and the 1st chapter, and you remember in verse 14 that Paul said, I'm a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise, so as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. He said, I am ready. Then you remember when Paul wrote to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that Paul had a great statement that he made. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, excuse me. Look at what the Apostle Paul had to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. When Paul is writing to the church in verse 16, he said, for if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Paul, what are you doing? I'm preaching the gospel. I'm proclaiming the gospel. Why, Paul? To magnify Christ. And notice he's preaching the faith that he one time persecuted. In Galatians chapter 1, look at what he says, if you will, kindly, in verse 13. For you have heard, notice that. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure, and tried to destroy it. Then drop down to verse 23. But they were hearing only, he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy. Now Paul said, I'll tell you what I did. I tried to destroy the faith that I now preach. And notice Paul never shunned to declare the whole counsel of God. In Acts 20:27, he makes that statement in a very clear manner. He was willing to sacrifice all. He wanted to preach and magnify Christ. But that brings up another thought. He magnified Christ by keeping his life pure. Have you ever thought that that's important? That that's how people see that we're different. take your Bible again and go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and look, if you will, at verse 27, where Paul said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. That's when I preach to others, I myself should become disqualified. Paul, what are you doing? Paul said, I'm going to magnify Christ by living upright. I'm going to forget those things that are behind, he said in Philippians 3, and I'm going to press on to the goal, the upward calling of God. And so here was a man who lived before God to glorify God. Take your Bible and go to Galatians chapter 2. And there are many other passages we could bring out, but notice this one in verse 20. In Galatians 2:20, for I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. What are you doing with your life, Paul? I'm living an upright life. Why, Paul? So you can be glorified? No. So my Lord will be glorified. But I'll tell you something else. Paul not only magnified the Lord in obedience and in preaching and by keeping his life pure, he magnified the Lord by his death. And we must be able to picture in our mind Paul ready in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8, ready to be offered up as a living sacrifice, as a sacrifice to God. He said, I'm already being poured out as a sacrifice. Paul was ready to be offered or die. He said in Philippians 1, what did he read just a moment ago? I might magnify Christ by my life or by my death. Now notice, Christ is magnified in Paul's death. He's ready to be offered. And Paul was prepared, and he did what Christ wanted him to do. He fought the good fight. He kept the faith. And can't you see, even in his death, Christ is being magnified. Now that brings up our thought for tonight. How can you and I magnify Christ today? Well, first of all, I want to tell you that if you're outside the body of Christ, you're not saved, you've never put on Christ, you're an alien sinner, one thing you need to do is obey the gospel just like Paul did and have your sins blotted out. Have your sins remitted and become a child of God. A sinner magnifies Christ by obeying his commands. You can take your Bible and turn to the book of Acts in the 3rd chapter and measure what I say by the word of God. When in verse 19 he said, repent therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And then if you take your New Testament, look if you will in the Roman letter and the 10th chapter. And this is often read, but sometimes we don't read it like we should. In Romans chapter 10, when the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Rome, look at what he says in verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now I'm starting to see that one believes, one confesses, one repents. And I'll tell you, one is seeking to obey God. You hear the word of God. You believe the word of God. You repent of your sins. You confess Jesus as the Christ. And then what do? You put on Christ in baptism. And I would that I could get men and women to be baptized. That they would believe what Jesus said in Mark 16:16, when he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You remember my friend Paul made a great statement in Acts 17. Turn there for just one moment and we'll bring our study to a close. In Acts 17:30, he said, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he's ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. So I would that we could see that we can magnify Christ by obedience. But I want to tell you something. After obedience, we do so by living a godly life, by doing good, that our light may shine. In Matthew 25, what did the people that received eternal life do? They did good. And I'll tell you, my friend, we need to do all that is good in the name of Christ. That's what Paul says in Colossians 3:17. When we do our works, we need to do so in the name of Jesus Christ. that Christ may be magnified. And I'll tell you something. If you magnify Him in your life and you hold on to your faith, you can magnify Him in your day. If you could say things Paul did, then you would magnify Christ even in your death. You can say, I fought a good fight. How many can say that? I've kept the faith. How many can really say that? Because I'll tell you, there's no greater thing you could do than to magnify the Lord in your life. And you know, my friend, the first step is in obeying Him. If you would, bow with me in prayer. Our Father, we pray that we will magnify Christ all the days of our life. That we magnify Him in obedience, we magnify Him in preaching, we magnify Him in the purity of life, we magnify Him in our life and death. And Father, when death comes, may we be ready to meet You, and may You, Father, give us an eternal life because of what Your Son did on the cross in obedience to Your Word. Father, we're thankful for Your mercy and grace. Help us always to endeavor to serve You and magnify the name of Christ. It's in His name we pray. Amen.